Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I feel like I'm not qualified to answer today's listener question. And it's not because it's highly technical or in a field that I have no experience in. I just don't take those questions in the first place because I never want to lead you astray. You know, I have no problem saying I'm not sure or I don't know. The issue here is we have a listener asking about an outdated website. You know, basically, what should she do with it? It's a fairly simple question, but it reminded me of all the outdated websites I have, which is way too many. Okay, I'm just not good at tidying up from old projects, although I think I've closed at least two of them, if not three, in the past year. So maybe I'm improving, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to try to separate myself from the answer to this question because it's an important one. She has an older food blog that she hasn't updated in a while, and now she wants to convert it to an e-commerce site. So we'll hear more from her. Basically, is that the best approach or should she start all over? As I said, I'll do my best to answer her question objectively and also make a note on some more sites I should update myself. Okay, stay tuned. Questions coming up after this. Thank you to our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Mary Jo from Shakopee, Minnesota. I've been subscribed to your blog for years. I've followed Side Hustle School from the start, and I've read all your books. I even brought a couple dozen homemade cupcakes to your Born for This tour stop in Tampa, Florida. I started a WordPress food blog 4 years ago to share my love of baking. I soon realized that I didn't like blogging, so I made fewer than 50 posts, and I never made any money from it. While the blog is still live, I haven't done any new posts since mid-2020. I had two successful cottage food businesses pre-internet, and I loved doing that, so I decided to start a new one. I haven't made any sales yet, but I'm signed up as a vendor at two markets that are coming up fast. I have Facebook and Instagram accounts and a PayPal account for in-person and online payments, so I need an e-commerce website. Can you offer advice about the pros and cons of converting my food blog to e-commerce versus starting a new website from scratch? Thanks, Chris, for your awesome inspiration and encouragement. And if you're ever in the Twin Cities area, I'd be happy to bring you cupcakes.
You are amazing, Mary Jo. Thank you so much. It's good to hear from you again. And now I'm immediately going to book a trip to the Twin Cities for those cupcakes. Thanks for bringing them to Tampa. We've got a great community of listeners in both cities. Okay, so let's talk about this question, pros and cons, right? Pros and cons of updating the old website versus just kind of starting all over. I think it's pretty straightforward, and there's no bad answer, okay? So ultimately, it's going to be, you know, which way are you leaning? But the pros are, okay, you have some content. You said fewer than 50 posts. That still sounds like a lot. You know, a lot of blogs get started and have fewer than 3 posts before they disappear. Okay, so assuming the number is, you know, at least in the couple of dozens, you've got some content. You have some kind of brand already. It was a food blog. This is a food e-commerce business, so it's different, but it's also in the same kind of industry. So all of those points kind of lead towards keeping it, you know, and updating it for the new brand. Cons, you know, is it really relevant to what you're doing now? You know, it's the same industry sort of, but, you know, a blog is different from e-commerce. Is it really relevant? And I think that's the question, relevance, as well as how you feel about the old brand. So when you look at those old posts in the blog, do you think, you know, oh, I remember this, you know, this was fun, or I liked doing this for a while, but I realized I didn't like blogging. It would be cool to do more with this just on the e-commerce side instead of blogging. Or do you think, wow, this is really old. You know, this doesn't feel like me. Like, I'm glad I tried it, but I learned that this is not what I want to do. So, you know, the answer there is kind of self-explanatory. If it doesn't give you a great vibe, then I tend to think start over. The only other consideration I would add, just to make it slightly complicated, but just a little complicated, is SEO. So do you have any traffic coming to the site, that old site, from organic search or possibly from other links? You know, if it's minimal, then that's not a factor at all. But let's say you did have 100 or 200 visitors coming every day because the site ranks well for some particular terms. Well, that's another point in favor of keeping it and converting it over to your new e-commerce model. So those are the points I would consider. You know, is it relevant? How do you feel when you look back on it? And is there an SEO impact? Mary Jo, good luck. Let us know how it goes. I hope to see you in Minnesota. And listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'd love to know what you're working on, what's going on. We'll continue to feature them along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.